Financial Advice Episode Number 10. Today is the 2nd of November 2021, and I'm your host, Dylan. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about the next three things to immediately do about financial advice. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. In addition, if you have enough savings for more than 6 months and have enough money for short-term financial purposes, consider investing. If you look at your financial planning in terms of what your money can do for you, whether it is buying a home or helping you early retire, you will also set smaller and quicker goals along the way, like saving some money every week for the trip in 6 minutes. Months. It can remind you to keep up with your financial goals by creating a visualization board. Financial planning is an ongoing process designed to reduce your financial stress, support your current needs, invest in insurance and any other aspect of your financial life, and grow your savings and investments. The younger you are, the more time you have to invest. Fidelity Go and Fidelity Personalized Planning and Advice are consulting services offered by Fidelity Personal and Workplace Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor. Fidelity Wealth Services are consulting services provided by FPWA. Fidelity Personal Trust Company, a federal savings bank. Ameriprise Financial, Inc. and its affiliates do not provide tax or legal advice. A financial advisor can provide a comprehensive overview of your finances, help you to adjust financial priorities as needed, and create a wealth investment strategy that will help you achieve your life goals. Whether it is to pay for your children's college fees or early rejection, a financial advisor can also help you avoid mistakes when transferring inherited money to your name. The more you can increase your income and become an expert in a particular area of your work, the more money you will need to reach your financial goals. Financial consultants, financial planners, asset managers, and others are in the financial advisory business because they are known to provide advice to paying clients every day, just as a doctor needs another doctor for treatment. These qualified professionals will provide little or free financial advice, discuss your situation with you, evaluate your options, and even help you negotiate with lenders and service agencies. Reputable credit counseling organizations are usually non-profit organizations that can advise you on money and debt and help you make a budget. Credit card companies and lenders can also provide you with a variety of help options. You can invest your savings in a variety of instruments, such as high-interest savings accounts, money market funds, CDs, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The qualified distribution of these plans is also normally tax-free. To the extent that some of these core fund expenses are paid to us, this amount will be credited against the general program advisor fees. The CFP exam covers general principles of financial planning, insurance planning, risk management, employee benefit planning, income tax planning and retirement planning, investment and real estate planning, debt management, planning responsibility, contingency reserves and statistical models. This is all for today, guys. My name is Dylan and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Your Financial Advice and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.